Americans and your allies. Armed Forces Radio brings you a special rebroadcast with Victor Young and the orchestra, the Ken Darby Singers, John Nesbitt, and America's beloved baritone, John Charles Thomas.
Dear friends, this is John Charles Thomas. Well, here we are again with another half hour of song, story, and music for you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations. For story, we have John Nesbitt, one of America's best. For music, there's Victor Young and the orchestra. And for song, the Ken Darby Chorus and myself. And now, Vic, with the preliminaries over, let's get started. Wine to Heaven is my opening number for today, and if Victor Young will now give the downbeat, we'll get underway.
Wine to heaven, wine to heaven. I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna leave this world of woe. Pack and travel to the kingdom of my Lord. Out of heaven, come 11. I'm going there, I'm going there, I'm gonna climb the golden stair. Leave the devil and his rabble for to claim my soul's reward. And now they'll wash me white as snow in Jerusalem land. And now those honey rivers flow in Jerusalem land. I go, you go, all of us go to the Lord's baptizing. I know, wash me white as driven snow. And no, not all of you, only the sheep, wine to come home to John. Hell for the goats, and hell and devil's gang don't never sleep. What I sold as wine to reap, wine to come home to John. Wine to come home. Now they'll give me raiment new in Jerusalem land. Turkey red and calico blue in Jerusalem land. Feed on possum and taters too. Drink those drops of the heavenly dew. Lots for me and some for you in Jerusalem land.
Wine to heaven, wine to heaven. I'm flying high, right through the top seat in the sky. Rising through ya, to receive my soul's reward. How to say, come 11, come on along, come on and join that set of song. Yeah, how to do ya, hallelujah, in the kingdom of my Lord. Amen, brother. Victor Young now plays one of those Kreisler violin compositions which always seem to arrange so beautifully for full orchestra. This one is the lilting Schön Rosmarin.
¶¶
many years, the writers of songs have used a theme which never seems to grow old. We find it used again in the fine old song I'm going to sing for you now. The sweetest story ever told. Oh, answer me a question, love, I pray. My heart for thee is pining day by day. Answer me, my dearest, answer true. Hold me close as you were wont to do. Whisper once again the story old, the dearest, sweetest story ever told. Whisper once again the story old, the dearest, sweetest story ever told. Tell me, do you love me? Tell me softly, sweetly, as of old. Tell me that you love me, for that's the sweetest story ever told. Tell me, do you love me? Whisper softly, sweetly, as a bird. Tell me that you love me, for that's the sweetest story ever as a bird. Tell me that you love me, for that's the sweetest story ever told. Thank you. Volga boatman. With it, and still the Volga flows. And we will turn now from music to words for the sake of variety, which means John Nesbitt.
Sometimes I get to thinking that one of the real wonders of the modern world is that tremendous and very noisy machine that we sometimes see pushing dirt around the highways, the machine called a bulldozer. Somebody ought to write a love song about a bulldozer or set up a statue of one, because when a really good man gets into the seat of a good bulldozer, things start happening that take your breath. And a bulldozer, seriously, is really something wonderful and magnificent, because it is power, titanic power, controlled by a single man. Picture this scene, which took place 140 years ago. A wide roadway winding back and forth up the side of a jungle-covered mountain, and at the top of the mountain, a half-completed palace of a king. He was Henri Christophe, the slave who rose to be emperor of Haiti, and then turned around and began enslaving others. He wanted a big house of stone in which to hide his treasure, and sometimes, perhaps, to hide himself, like Hitler's Berchtesgaden. So to get these gigantic stones, which you can still see there today, up to the top of the mountain, Emperor Christophe made a mighty machine to drag them. That machine stood in the middle of the roadway, drawing the stone. The machine consisted of 1,000 human beings chained to the stone which was to be moved. And whenever the machine showed signs of stopping, King Henri had a way of pepping it up. With his gold crown on his head and a silver-plated pistol in his belt, he would ride up on a big black horse and simply shoot every 10th man. 5,000 years before, Cheops decided to build a fitting monument. To himself, of course. And so he built the Great Pyramid of Egypt. And he, too, used that human machine. He employed 100 of these human machines at a time, and it killed a matter of 1.5 million men. And here's another one for you. 2,100 years ago, little Greek children were playing with a simple toy called an elopeel. It was a round copper globe, hollow and half filled with water. And when you put an oil lamp under it, the toy would spin merrily around and the children would shout with delight. In 1698, a common laboring man in England named Thomas Savory watched his children playing with that same toy. But he went upstairs and he sat down and he thought about the toy. And he came downstairs after a while with the plans for one of the world's first practical steam engines. And here in America, 198 years ago, a portly middle-aged gentleman in Philadelphia got a package from a friend in England. It was another toy. He began rubbing a glass tube with silk and a long blue spark crackled out and it made the portly gentleman jump half out of his chair. His name happened to be Ben Franklin. And from looking at that toy, the world had taken another tremendous stride toward understanding of the gigantic new power called electricity. And 75 years later, over in England, a shy little professor in his long gray gown looked on while an army general proudly demonstrated the latest cannon which would kill 50 men with a single shot. But the quiet little school teacher, whose name was William Cecil, felt sad that such a wonderful thing as a cannon could be used for nothing but pain and killing. And a few days later, this man went up to the blackboard, and on it he drew a picture. It was a new kind of cannon, only instead of gunpowder, it used an explosive gas. And instead of a cannonball, it had a piston. And it was one day to become the world's first gasoline engine. But that is a handful of chapters in the story of man's search for power, for something greater than his own puny muscles, ever since the first pyramids were built by the human machine of the tyrants. And I suppose that to Mr. Hitler, the word power meant the strength to destroy a lot of other people. But to those whose lives are dedicated to harnessing and making electricity service, power means a final victory over the unhappy hours when power meant only enslaving human beings in the passing parade.
Thank you, John Nesbitt.
Thou wilt come no more, gentle Annie, like a flower thy spirit did depart. Thou art gone, alas, like the many that have bloomed in the summer of my heart. Shall we nevermore behold thee, never hear thy winning voice again? When the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wild flowers are scattered o'er the plain. I ponder near the silence, spot where thou art laid, and my heart bows down when I wander by the streams and the meadows where we strayed. Shall we never hear thy winning voice again? When the springtime comes, gentle Annie,
scattered o'er the plain.
I think most of us associate certain outstanding songs with the different eras or style changes in popular music. And it's a pretty safe bet that when you think of the era of ragtime, the song that immediately comes to mind is Alexander's Ragtime Band. It's still a grand old tune, and Victor Young now gives it his own special mark of distinction. Speaks.
Never star was in the sky. Winter winds went wailing by. Not a violet was in bloom, not a rainbow rimmed the gloom.
The darkness and the
gloom. But the lights on cot and clod, earth is happy and thank God. It's morning, it's morning, it's morning. Morning on the holy hills, meadows that enfold the rills. Morning in the heavens of blue. Morning in the eyes of you, in the tear and dream.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.